In California, another natural disaster is causing problems for a town that depends on tourists. A huge rock slide has closed a main road leading into Yosemite National Park. Now, Mariposa, a place that bills itself as the gateway to Yosemite, is facing a tough summer and an uncertain future. We sent Day-to-Day's Steve Proffitt up California Highway 140 to Mariposa and the site of the rock slide.
About 20 miles east of Mariposa, the road is cut off completely by an amazing, huge landslide. Tons and tons and tons of rock completely obliterating the highway right alongside the river here. The town of Mariposa sprang up during the California Gold Rush. These days it has a cute little one-block downtown that includes the 49er Saloon and the Mariposa Gazette, a newspaper that claims to be the oldest weekly publication in California.
It's difficult to report each week to people that we have no change, we have no update for you, we can't give you a better date. It's not good to always have bad news.
Joe Ballinger, managing editor of the Gazette, has been printing lots of bad news since April, when the slide closed the highway and cut off the lifeblood of the town. The restaurants, shops, and motels that depend on summer tourists visiting Yosemite are struggling.
Mother Nature's doing its best once again, and it's affecting our little town.
Places like the River Rock Inn, where owner Vicky Lorenzi says business is off by 70%. Other shops that cater more to locals are getting hit, too.
You know, we've had the trickle-down effect. We don't depend on the tourists so much.
Jim Nell runs Odella's Antiques, and he says business is down because lots of local folks have either been laid off or are worried about losing their jobs.
It's really hurting us this year.
And the pain probably isn't going away anytime soon. When it started in April, traffic engineers put up a retaining wall they thought could handle the slide. Then, day after day, piling up one story, two, three stories high, more rock came rumbling down. It's anybody's guess when this road could be open. Could be a year, could be 10 years. Frankly, it could be 10,000 years. This hillside is completely unstable now. And it's hard to imagine how they could ever get this road open again.
When it looks like smoke, there's some dust coming and some little rocks dislodging.
Park Ranger Adrian Freeman joined me out at the slide, where we met Jeff Stone of the Forest Service. He works from noon to midnight, there to send out a warning if things go from bad to even worse. And he says, frankly, it's pretty boring work.
I'm used to going on wildfires, which are usually pretty exciting, but watching a geologic process at work here, and it's pretty slow.
But those words are barely out of his mouth when... A large mass of broken shale tumbles down the steep slope, the sharp bits singing out of a billow of dust. Back in town, I meet a colorful harmonica-playing local, Cheryl Franklin. Her late father was the beloved honorary mayor of the town, known to all as Cousin Jack, and Cheryl clearly has inherited his talent for promoting the joys of Mariposa.
And the weather is perfect every day. I mean, like one day you might have it a little warm or something, but otherwise it's a wonderful place. It's the gateway to Yosemite.
But that gateway is now closed. It's a two-hour drive from Mariposa to the southern entrance of the park. It's an even longer drive for kids on the other side of the slide who attend Mariposa High. It's the only high school in the county. While folks in Mariposa put up a good front, privately they ask me, why can't somebody just get their road open again? Highway engineers say they can't do anything until the slide stops, well, sliding. And the rocks just continue to rain down on Highway 140. Alongside the Merced River, near Yosemite, I'm Steve Proffitt, NPR News.
And you can see photos of those tons and tons and tons of rocks at our website, npr.org. Day to Day continues in a moment.